coming up to 4 minutes past the hour of 10, and we are set again to bring you yet another interesting experience on radio. Collins, why would you say interesting? Let them say it. And that's because I know what we have in store for you, and I'm sure that there will be something interesting for you to listen to on radio today.
That's right. You seem super pumped this morning. What's happening?
You know, maybe the right decision. Yeah, making the right decision not to allow things to get to you, does it? I mean, it works like magic.
It works like magic.
At the end of the day, man, the mic, we're made for this mic, right? We're created. We didn't create ourselves to have that mic power. Mm. And man, if I'm not going to get anything right, I should get this one right. So yes, today is a feel-good day. And it's a look. It's a day to give the best, as always. I didn't say anything, but I said a lot. I know. Wow. How are you, by the way?
I'm fine. I mean,
you feel the same way.
You see, I feed up your energy, mm-hmm. and I know that you also feed up my energy
every day.
I feed up your energy, so I think I'm also pumped. Just okay. Where you are. Yeah.
I love it. I love to hear that. I love to hear that. So what's on your mind right now? I mean, looking at everything and how you what's going on with you.
Yesterday, I was very upset about things.
Okay.
And just like you said, you chose not to allow those emotions ruin your day.
Yep.
So I think that's the same thing I had to do.
Okay.
It's not like those situations aren't there. It's not like those challenges aren't there. It's not like those things that could just get you really mad are not there. But we choose not to let them ruin our emotions or ruin our day, because that's where it starts from.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts hitting you emotionally, it has the power to ruin your day, because when you...
Or even your life.
Yeah, it goes from there. It climbs up. It climbs up from there.
Yeah.
From, you know, your emotions hitting your mind, and from your mind, your actions, and your actions, it goes on like that.
Yep.
But yeah, we chose not to allow that.
That's right. That's right. We choose not to. Well, Lagos, Nigeria, how are you doing? What is the feel like in your heart right now? And what's going on in your neighborhood? Is there anything worthy of note, please? In as much as I love to hear what's going on, I hope normalcy has returned to some of the areas that people called in yesterday to report about. But personally, you as a person, you know, take life outside of the things that happen around you, right? To you as a person, how do you feel? How are you doing today? We really care. We're not just asking so you can talk to us. We are that companion you can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to provide not just the information, education, entertainment, but also try to provide that companionship, dependable companionship that you need.
That's right.
So we're asking you for real. Like, how are you feeling?
That's right. And today is the last Tuesday in the month of April.
The 27th
of April, 2021. And that shows that, you know, the day is moving really fast. The year is moving really fast. I would have said the month, yeah. This month was actually pretty fast.
Super fast.
It's like pretty fast.
The month acted like it was on 5G already, you know?
It was really, really fast. Well, it is really fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just hoping that... It has been a month that is, or it is a month that is rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, good. Lagos, we are set to come in. We're set to have you on board. I have a number of stories. It's been a while that we told anyone one or two stories. Not like things have not been happening. But, you know, I have a number of stories to share. Maybe as we get into the show, we'll talk about that. But how are you doing this morning before we lay the foundation for a conversation today on the Family Talk?
It's a tradition. You have to call in and scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Yes.
And tell us how you're doing this morning. The energy this morning is really pumped and I'm loving it. And I hope that you're also super excited this morning. You tell us what is going on around you and how you're feeling. And we'll be right here to cheer you up.
That's right. That's right. We'll be right here to cheer you up and indeed have you discuss to us what exactly is doing you for, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, last night was one of those nights where we did our decluttering.
Again. Another decluttering night.
Decluttering night, yeah.
Yep.
I would highly recommend this to couples, married couples.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're and that's something we had. It's something that we heard in church about the different kinds of lovers. You know,
yeah.
The electric lover, the settled lover, the functional lover, and what have you. Now,
yeah.
You know, it's a blessing if you are an electric lover. It's a blessing because at that point in your marriage, you feel what your partner feels. You, when your partner is down, you're also down. Mm-hmm. When your partner is happy, you're also happy.
Yeah.
Like there's this bond that is so strong.
Absolutely.
It's more like a brother, sister kind of bond.
That's right.
Right.
That's an electric kind of bond.
Yeah.
Lover, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying that I would recommend that couples have that decluttering moment.
Mm-hmm.
Decluttering moment when they both see it. Most times when your partner is going through some things and it's not being spoken about,
yeah,
and you think that you're not vulnerable enough to share to your partner, I think that you should get to that point. I think that couples should get to that point where they can be vulnerable to their partners, tell their partners what is going on, you know, just pour it out. They pour out theirs, you pour out yours.
And for once, you shouldn't judge or try to advise.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
just
you say, you
allow
know.
Allow them talk and you're listening.
Listen. Mm. And then you say yours from your point of view. And then you guys make decisions on what to do.
That's right.
And that has worked like magic.
Yeah.
And maybe it's probably the reason I'm still alive, I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Because these feelings come, you know, in different forms. They just come in like 100 of them at the same time.
At the same time.
You could run mad, man. You could
absolutely.
You could go on the streets and just say, yo, you know, what is it?
You know, yesterday I was saying that the kind of emotions that we were having, you know, how that it was, you know, too much.
At the same time, right?
At the same time, it's so depressing. And these are the kinds of emotions, if not taken care of, could lead people to committing suicide.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, because, you know, when the emotions come and then you start pushing yourself into regrets, start blaming it on one or two things in the past.
That's right.
And, you know, before you know it, you start seeing the reasons like everyone hates me, you know, that kind of thing. They don't like me, you know, stuff like that. And then you keep pushing it before you know it. It's pushing you to think that there's nothing more to life.
Mm.
And then there is also the external, you know, attacks that come from those who are waiting to say, okay, you're not thinking, what will happen now? What would they say? By the time you combine all that,
it feels like you're sharing your what exactly that.
No, I've been in that position. See, sincerely, I'm not saying like it's a recent thing, just a recent thing.
Mm.
I've been in this kind of situation many times in my life, and the feelings are the same. And I want to believe that there are people out there who are in that same position.
That's right, actually.
Where several emotions are coming, there is nobody to talk to, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because right now, you're at the point where if I talk to this person, how is it going to help me? You know, if I talk to this person, how is it going to help me? What have you not said?
Are they going to use my what it is that I'm going through against me?
Uh-huh.
I think that's one of the reasons why people don't share what it is they're experiencing, what they're going through to people, because they feel like, you know, someone's going to take advantage of me eventually.
That's right.
This person knows my story, is going to take advantage of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why I encourage a lot that couples should get to that point where they are vulnerable to their partners.
And they can say to themselves, because that's one of the biggest blessings you have as someone who has a partner.
Yeah.
Someone you can talk to and not be judged.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're the type that judges a lot, well, you have to change your ways, man, because if you judge people, they can't trust you to tell you about their stories.
That's right.
Okay, guys, 12 minutes past the hour, and it feels real good to say that. Let's bring Lagos in. Let's hear from Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much asking you, neighbor, how are you doing? Hope you're feeling okay. And also find out from you if you're ready to join our conversation as we proceed this wonderful day on the show.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Do call us up and tell us how you're feeling this morning and what's happening around you. And if you're a woman, the female-only line, 01-465-7190.
All right. That's the female-only line. And for those who are streaming us on our socials, I think we should be live now on Facebook and YouTube. You know how to find us there. It's Nigeria Info FM 99.3, Nigeria Info FM 99.3 on YouTube and on Facebook. That way, you can see what's going on here on this side of the divide. We have some messages coming in. The calls are banging. Let's see where we start from. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning to you. What's
good
up? What's
morning.
Up?
Good morning, Colin.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Peter. I'm calling from Pangu.
All right, Peter, I'm here with Andrea.
Yes, Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Great.
Nice speaking to you.
Uh-huh, same here.
I woke up this morning calling. With what I'm seeing in the papers and what is going on around me, in fact, I have here from Nigeria and for my children. In fact, if you look at, I wake up today, whenever you wake up, it's calling. You see, I don't have anything like that, but I'm just managing myself. But when you go out, you see other people, people around you who are always, you know, looking for help. You see that these are people that need help.
Yeah.
The people we are surrounded with on the daily basis in our homes. That's what I'm feeling right now. Even if you are eating, the little you have, if you are eating too,
you
see other people who doesn't even have anything to eat at all. And you too, you don't even have enough to even sustain you. So how can you explain this kind of situation? This is what we are going through in Nigeria, Colin.
Yes, indeed.
And I believe Nigerian government, you know, the agriculture sector is not working because the farmer cannot go to farm. So please let the authority, let them open the borders.
All right.
Let them import goods and things to come into this country.
Okay.
Nigerians are hungry. I think if they bring out the level of hunger, because I think almost 50% of our problem will be solved.
That's right.
It's a security, everything you are seeing. It's out of hunger and poverty in the country.
That's right.
They open the borders and they allow this to come in. Nigeria cannot sustain up with what we are producing here, Colin.
All right.
Economic team of the president to give you this advice. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You made your point, and I totally understand that feeling. You know, sometimes with a chop, you just reason. All the people we just see under the bridge begging, the many people around, even neighbors struggling to eat, see their children. Man, you ask that, what does that mean? That's like a time bomb, man. When it comes to the point where these guys do not have anything to eat, you know what it is. They'll look for food, however.
That's right.
You know, we don't want it to get to that point. But, you know, what we're saying is, if you keep worrying about that on a daily basis, one thing I'll show you that is not about a change in the next 5 days, 10 years. Yes, even 10 years. So if it's not going to change 10 years from now, which is not me being pessimistic, I think you should pay attention to what will keep you alive every single day. And that's exactly why we're here. You hear what you're feeling and also put yourself in a position where you allow whatever it is you're feeling weigh you down and stop you from having a great day.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
This is Lucky calling from Badagry.
Lucky from Badagry. Good to have you.
Yeah. Good to have you too. First time caller.
Wow. Welcome.
I am very happy to get through to you people today. I've been trying to call you people.
We're happy you got through. You made it.
I'm very happy I made it. Because despite what is happening in the country, at least we will find time to be happy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yes. I always listen to you people anytime I'm not at work. I always listen to you people at work.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy the radio station. It's just like your radio station is God sent to us in this generation now.
Wow.
Wow. Andre is laughing. I'm saying the truth.
No. I'm totally in agreement with what you're saying. I mean, my laughter is in agreement.
when you wake up in the morning, you listen from 5 a.m. down to... In short, the programs you have in your radio station, when you listen to it, you just forget the problem, what is happening in this country, you move on ahead.
Wow. That's right.
So thank you, people. God bless you, people.
Thank you, too, and bless you, too.
Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate you. Wow. That's the idea. And what more can we do? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Andrea, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Now, don't carry your guest come today, Abby. This is Kunle.
Oh, Kunle, how are we today? We didn't
have, we are good, man.
Good, good today. I mean, we should have known from the screen.
Scream.
No, I blessed and no scream, man. I mean,
No, you did. Though.
Good morning.
Morning.
Very fine. Yeah, I just went to Abeokuta and I'm still on transit, and so far it's been good. I'm enjoying my ride.
Uh-huh, great. Good to hear. I hope you're fine.
Okay, great. Kunle, grab a seat. We'll get into the talk or the family talk in just a moment. Mm. But I love the energy. I love the fact that people are not allowing the things that are happening to weigh them down. And that's the idea, right? Mm-hmm. Neighbor, how are you doing? Hope you are doing okay.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? How you doing this morning?
I'm okay, Andrea.
All right. Okay. Who are we talking to?
Where are we talking to?
Colin, my name is Tunde.
Tunde?
Yes.
All right.
I've been trying to call, see, I'm not picking my call. Why now? I'm really angry. What is it?
But we just picked your call now.
Colin, I know it's you. You don't like me at all.
I don't even know you're another one.
I'm only joking.
Of course, I know.
You got a world on. I really recommend you guys. You're trying.
Great, so, thank you.
Colin, there's one thing I wanted to.
Why are you addressing me? Do you have beef with me? Why is it only me addressing as if you have beef? Please. No, it's not funny. I'm serious. Like, seriously. Why are you calling, Mali? Do you know me from anywhere?
I'm saying I met you once anyway. So
okay. I sense. Because you just sounded like you don't want to talk to me. It's just me you want to talk to on the radio. Go ahead, make your point quickly. We have a lot of people on the line. Yeah.
Yeah. Our road, Lekki Expressway.
Yeah.
I think it is Lekki Phase 1. Down to Chisco, the lights are not working. And it's not fair. So many accidents on the road every day. Secondly, this Aja, from that and that Aja, that is a Jebo stop. The trucks are parked on the road. There are sands on the road. Even they are now on the express. It's not fair. Down to every day, every blessed day, those trucks are parked there. There are so many the sands on the road now can build a house. We have a government in this country that they should do something about it.
All right. Thank you.
All the roads are dark in the night, no traffic lights. You guys, talk to them,
All right, great. Thank you so much, Tunde. You made your point. Appreciate you. For those who are speaking on Facebook, I mean, there are messages, right? I don't know.
Yeah, there are a few messages on WhatsApp. But what he mentioned was actually very important.
Yeah.
Remember I told you that I was really mad. In fact, yesterday, those were part of the reason I was very upset. The fact that that area looked very abandoned as though no local government chairman did anything about that part of the area. But that's Etiosa, right?
It's under Etiosa.
What's happening?
If you just get to Jubilee Bridge and then you face Ado Road, it looks like you are going to an abandoned project. Lawlessness just surfaces. Everywhere just look as if nobody to control here. everybody control everything and all that. And that's exactly how it looks. Yeah. And I guess that's what the last caller said. That's what you also pointed out.
That's right. So let's go straight to WhatsApp. This is from... no name. It says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. I'm a huge fan of your work on radio because I always learn good and new things from the techers. So I saw the movie This Lady Called Lie.
Okay.
Which I talked about yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
And he said, or she said, and of a truth, it really was a good movie and I was touched and moved to tears. But I learned three lessons mainly from the movie.
Okay.
One, believe in yourself. Two, parents, always listen, care and love your children. Number three, always open your heart to love again, no matter what happened to you in the past.
That's
really
right.
God bless the techers. I am Uto from Orile Igamu.
Thank you, Uto. Amen.
All right, this is Cooper, Biodu Cooper from Oshomoli says, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Teke. For the first, I went on Instagram to look for Oga Collins. Man, the man fine. Okay, Mrs. Teke like fine boy, sha. I love you guys so much. I mean, why not go like fine boy? I don't understand.
At least look at her.
I don't get it. This person wants us to call his wife and wish his wife a happy birthday.
Okay.
He's saying, good morning, the tech is hello. Please, I need a favor. Please, on WhatsApp Lagos, can you call my wife? Today's her birthday. I just want her to know how much I love her and cherish her so much. Our marriage is just 1 year plus. She's a wife indeed. A woman that tolerates my flaws and all. I just want to make this day special for her.
All right. She is a number there?
No number here. And his name is Mr. James Obasi, and the wife's name is Obasi Priscilla.
So you would have to send us a happy birthday to you, by the way, but you have to send us the number. So let's see what
we can do about that.
We certainly should happily do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And on Facebook, there are messages also, but let's go back to the call. If I give a left hand.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, the checkers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and God bless you.
God bless you too.
I just want to thank you people for the positive energies you started with this morning.
Wow.
I was down since 6 o'clock when they were reading the daily in Nigeria today.
Mm-hmm.
From beginning to the end, there was no good positive news. It's killing. But thank God for the energy you brought on board this morning. God will bless you people. That's
Amen.
Just what I want to say. Enough of negative energy for me today.
That's right.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you indeed.
Right. Oh,
and keep the energy positive.
That's right.
We're going to break.
We're going to break right now. When we come back, we'll bring to you Family Talk. Don't turn the dial. All right, welcome back. It's 10:33. This is Nigerian from 99.3, and you are still hanging out with the techers. We've heard from you, Lagos, and we're hoping that you're all doing great. And we're loving that you're also loving the positive energy that we are bringing today on the show. Right. So, yeah, it's time for Family Talk, and it's time for us to jump into this conversation this morning. We started it yesterday, and we told you that we'll be back with a part two, but this time with a little twist. We're talking single parenting today on Family Talk.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we started with the raising a child. We asked fathers if it was convenient. Of course not, but we asked the question still. If it was okay to raise a child as a single father.
A girl child. As a single father.
Mm-hmm.
And raising a boy child as a single mother.
So we're trying to also look at the peculiar challenges in achieving that. And we heard a lot of stories. We also talked about the effect of growing up in that kind of condition as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're just so on point and right because we're quoted verbatim. I mean, after we had mentioned some of the effects of the show, it felt good. So today's a part two, right?
Yes. Today is a part two of that conversation. We want to know from you this morning, what's your opinion on single parenting?
Mm-hmm.
We've heard how that the society put some kind of stigma on single parents.
Mm-hmm.
How that is either they were not able to sustain a family, or they got pregnant out of wedlock, or, you know, there are a lot of negative motives, or not the word motive.
Or vibes.
Vibe, right? Attached to single parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a matter. But we also want to look at you, who is that single parent. What is your story? What are your challenges? We know that it's not easy. It's tough enough to raise children even when you are co-parenting. But how much more when you are the only one carrying out that responsibility, taking care of the child both financially, emotionally, and, you know, all the emotionally involved in taking care or raising a child.
Yeah.
Want to hear from you this morning.
Absolutely. And even the effect of that kind of experience on the child, it'll be something to talk about today.
That's right. I mean, if you're a child who was raised by a single parent, how did it turn out for you? What were your challenges growing up?
One thing I know for sure is that raising a child as a single parent is very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And as a single parent, you have to handle several tasks, make them make several decisions too, you know.
Yeah, all by yourself.
All by yourself. And if you may require effective ways, you necessarily would require effective ways to manage the special challenges single parents usually experience.
Mm-hmm.
To support and nurture your little one, you definitely need that support.
That's
now,
right.
Single parenthood is the practice of raising children or building a family without a spouse or partner. And single parenthood is becoming acceptable in our society as a system of building a family. Mm. So that's another fact. Although, Andrea, although indeed there is no statistics on single parenting in Nigeria, right? However, newspaper reports and practical experiences show that there is an increase in the number of single parents in Nigeria.
So what would we call, I mean, why? What exactly is bringing about the increase? There could be multiple factors.
Wrong foundational relationship, long marriages.
It could be death of a partner.
Yeah, death of a partner also. Yeah. And sorry to all those who are widows or widowers now. Sorry, you're strong. You're strong. God is with you. Exactly. You survive, yeah?
All right, in Nigeria, single parenthood was formerly seen as abnormal.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Remember I mentioned how that...
The stigma
attached to single parents. But nowadays, single parenthood is fast becoming a norm. Now, history has it that the death of a partner was a major cause of single parenthood in Nigeria. But now it's mostly due to either, you know, death of a spouse. Mm-hmm. It could be due to divorce. It could be due to early pregnancy. Mm-hmm. It could even be due to an abuse. Mm-hmm. People who get pregnant, you know, after a cause of a rape. Mm-hmm. It happens, right?
Yeah.
Just like the movie I recommended yesterday, This Lady Called Life.
Yeah.
Her story was that she was raped. Mm-hmm. And during the process, she got married. I mean, she got pregnant. Yeah. And that's how she started a life of single parenthood.
And you can imagine what the mom was saying in that movie. I just remember.
Yeah.
How the mom treated the daughter because she got pregnant. Different names calling the lady that you are this, you are wayward, you are this. Never for one did she ask or find out why. How did it happen? How did he get pregnant? He just assumed that she had been doing a wayward life. It's not always like that. Mm. Now, life in a single parent's household can be quite stressful for both the parents and the children, telling you.
That's right.
You know, members of the single parent family cannot function like those in the two parent family and may not feel comfortable at all. Now, the parents may be overwhelmed by the responsibilities of caring for the children, maintaining a job at the same time, and keeping up with the bills. And I would like to you, now, human being, if it's pack, if you use anger, transfer, you know, many things could go on.
Yeah.
As it were.
It's tough, trust me. I mean, from my personal experience, my dad died when I was 18.
Yeah.
And so my mom had to do every other thing. We're five children. I'm just imagining how the youngest in the family, I'm just wondering what would be going through her head, because she didn't really have that relationship with my father, right? So it was just my mom doing everything.
Yeah.
Now, it looked as though, you know, when he died, it looked as though it was my dad who was training us all along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was this huge void, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it was challenging.
To adapt to that,
to the fact that I had just one parent now.
Mm.
It was really tough. It was really, really tough. I can't even imagine what my mom herself was going through, but it was a very tough time for all of us.
At the time.
Hmm. Right. So I can imagine what children who were born without even knowing their fathers, right, or not knowing their mothers at all, all they knew was that single parent that they had. I wonder how they, you know, were able to cope through life with all of those stages.
Well, I mean, that's a great wonder. But let's also forget the fact that there are people who father or mother children that are not necessarily biological children.
That's right.
So this is where more and more people are stepping, and you know, I don't know if it's adoption, but you know that this is a single parent. It's not like the mama.
That's another thing.
You look at the children and see how you can help.
Let's even ask the question: Can you marry a single parent?
Okay.
A lot of people. I have a friend who I wanted to exactly call her a friend, but I had to make her my friend.
Okay.
She's one of my mentees, I had to make her a friend. Mm-hmm. She had a son. She has a son.
Yeah.
And you know, she was at that point of getting married. Yeah. Right. She got scared because she felt like, would anybody who I am loving, would the person love my son
the same way?
Would the person take my son in just the same way I'm going to take this guy into my life as well?
Would the family look at me as
a wayward girl. That's why I said there's a huge stigma, a negative stigma, you know, when you hear single parent, and most especially when she's a woman, especially when she's a woman who, you know, there's no husband, so to speak, but she has a child. It's crazy.
It is indeed crazy. So guys, you hope you're picking bits and pieces of information as we're getting set to get into the conversation full effect. And, you know, we'll be asking you these questions, right? What's your opinion on single parenting? What do you make of it? Are you one of those that would say, well, is you know, you keep blaming why you're not, why did you, why or... What's your opinion? How do you think? You know, have you ever thought of it? Say, boy, single. If, especially for you, you are not a single parent. You're like, how do they really cope? How do they run things? Do you worry about that?
Mm-mm.
Do you worry about the kids they have and how they're coping with those kids?
Some people would even say, I don't want to take responsibility for another man's child.
Yeah, it's not my child.
It's not my child. Why am I taking responsibility?
One day the father will not come and say. Man, I waited for years hoping that my dad would come one day and just, you know, just say. But that's one of the questions we're asking you. Another one?
We also want to ask you, we're asking you this morning, do you have any experience as to single parenthood? That is, we're talking directly to you. If you're a single parent, would like for you to share your experience with us. What are your challenges?
Good.
Tell us, have you had challenges with, you know, remarrying, people accepting your child? And have you experienced some kind of stigma, just like we said earlier? To share with us.
Yes, indeed. And then... does it have any effect on your child or children? On the child or the children?
I think that answer would be yes.
An emphatic yes.
Yes, right.
But what kind of effect does it have? So this would have to do with those who have been in that kind of situation to share with us. And we'd also have, you know, parents who have also been in that situation observed. And if you're a neighbor, you know, you could share with us. So guys, that's the conversation. Join us now as we get into it straight up. The number to call is
0700-993-993-993 and the female-only line 01465-7190. If you want to contribute on WhatsApp, the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805.
First, we have Dayo on the line. Hey, good morning, Dayo. Hello, Dayo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you on the show this morning.
What's up, Lega?
Yes.
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Aye, aye, aye.
My second time reaching you guys.
Wow, great. Good to know.
You are speaking on my story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
You remember the diet that called and passed to his colleagues and we all saw that day?
Oh, yes. You're back.
And he told me to reach on you. I tried my every possible way to get you on WhatsApp. I couldn't.
Okay, we'll get your number now. Don't worry. We'll keep your number.
This morning.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. You don't know how I feel this morning. Hearing this story, I was in SS1 and my father died. I could tell the only hope, even while my father was still alive, I can tell that the love I have for my father is far, far beyond the one I had for my mother. But guess what? When he died, I don't have a choice than to convert everything back to the woman. She suffered. I have to even tell her that, please, go ahead, take care of my siblings. I have four sisters, and I'm the only boy. And the only son. I have to let her know, please, take care of my younger sisters. I will search for myself. Most time in on a week, I will have to go to school and see what we have on Monday, Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, I'll have to go and hustle. I have to go and hustle so that I can get money to eat. Because not that my father was that very, not that we came from that very poor family,
yeah.
But the uncles and aunties that were saying during the burial, then don't worry, babaku, babashiku, I don't know, maybe you understand that Yoruba.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That, yes, nah, father died, there's no another father, to take care of you. Guy, not lie, you. I have to start my birth myself and take care of everything. Believe me, it's affecting me up in now.
Wow.
In not in that very bad, but very scared of the wife I've married, not able to assist me in anything. Just rely on allowances. Oh God. I'm even having issue with that right now.
Wow.
Right now. Because I look at it, I know how my mother suffered. And I call you three good times. That, are you saying you are not seeing the way I am suffering? I will wake up early in the morning, 4 o'clock to work. That is not enough. The business my mother is doing is a fish business, and I have to go and collect it from her and distribute it after closing hour anytime, I mean during weekend. At least I do receive small money from me. I think we use it to buy fuel in the gym if there's no light with this country waste that we are. That is not even enough. I have to order smartwatch on the online and resell.
Wow.
And you are just watching, sitting. Are you a lady of the 21st century? Oh, goodness.
Man.
And if I remember how my mother suffered and still suffering till now, I'm scared of the marriage.
Wow. I mean, you said so many things. Even the ones you didn't say, we heard.
We heard.
So we definitely have your number, and then you've been trying to, so we can have a little chat, you know. Let's just chat as friends, you know, generally.
We highly appreciate that.
Absolutely. We'll get your number. Someone will get your number across to us now.
Okay, sure. All right.
Just hang on there. Thank you, Dayo. All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. Wahoo sticker. Can someone get Dayo's number, please? Somebody, anybody. Now you just hang on there. Somebody's going to get you.
We have messages here on WhatsApp already. Uh-huh. And I'm going to take this one. It says, hi, Detekes. I and my sisters were raised by a single dad.
Mm-hmm.
When my mom passed, I was 10. My sisters were 8 and 4. And one day baby. What? Wow. That means your mom probably died during childbirth? I'm so sorry about that. It was hectic for my dad. And as we had a partner, okay, he would wake up extremely early to cook and drop a note on house chores or asking how we were before we went to work on the island, for he went to work in the island.
Yeah.
When one of my sisters passed at 18 years, my dad kept crying that he failed my mom. But afterwards, he got married almost immediately to my stepmom. Wow.
Wow. The story, a lot of people sharing their stories here. We're talking about single parenting and what your opinion is on. If you have that experience, would you like to share with us? We'd also like to know the effect of that on the child.
That is if
and
you,
the parent.
That's right. That is even you who probably are a child who was raised by a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
How did it affect you growing up? How do you think that process affected you growing up?
All right.
Yeah, we have Florence from Unipan. Hi, Florence. Good to have you on the show. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive. Good to have you on the show. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Well, what we are discussing, I'm a single parent.
Okay.
I lost my husband 3 years now.
Okay. Wow, so sorry about that.
It has not been easy with 3 children. Getting ready to enter the university.
Yeah.
And the last one in secondary school.
Wow.
As I tell you that at times, 3 of them will come. This will come, mommy, they say we should pay this. Mommy, this. The landlady will be calling me the other side. And at times I will like, please, I've had this. Okay, I will think about it. I will see what I can do about it. And you see me racking my brain, thinking of what to do, the ones that I can be able to do at that time, I will do. And I will promise, don't worry, I will do this, I will do that. It has not been really, really easy, honestly, but with God.
Yeah. It is well. Thank you for sharing
your experience. I mean,
and you have done well.
Well done. Well done. Well, we have special shout out to every single parent out there. As I do the singles twice. Every single parent out there. Mm. We have a special shout out to you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chest Alive? Great to have
good
you here.
Morning,
good morning.
Good morning.
About single parenting. I'm sorry, this Goodness calling from Agbara.
Good to have you, Goodness.
About single parenting, it's really, really affected me a lot. Hmm.
Are you the single parent or the single, the child?
No. I'm the child now. Oh, I'm the child.
All right. Talk to us.
Okay, so I was 12 years old when my father died. I was in GS2 by then, and I was the last born.
Okay.
I have all siblings tired of me. Luckily, we are all females. So sometimes they do call my house female hostel.
They call your house female hostel?
Yeah, female hostel.
All right.
Just five girls. Wow. So there's no males among girls.
Mm.
So it was not really, really easy for my mom. Because at that time, I wasn't able to understand that, okay, this person is gone. So I feel like those demands that I do demand by then, I think helped demanding, I want this, I want that, I want to buy this, I'm not eating this, I'm not eating that. This is what I want to eat. But as time goes on, I started getting used to it because my mom would be like, see, I can't get this for you now, okay? Maybe with time and all that. But luckily, I finished secondary school. At 16, I was done with my secondary school.
Okay.
And then maybe I think 2 years later, one of my sister got married. That's the oldest of us. She got married. So she was like, maybe I'll come and stay with her. Well, with the kind of person she is, I was really, really reluctant. Like, I don't want to go and stay with this person. It's like, just like mother and daughter because of the gap.
Okay.
So
okay.
I was like, and you know, I was not really close to her. So I was like, I was feeling reluctant. I don't want to stay with her. Not that. So my siblings were like, you better go. You better go and stay with her. You are the only one that can, you know, tolerate her. And, you know, staying with her as it's not really been easy to say.
Wow.
No, it's just as if I'm staying with a stranger. Mm. Let me just say that.
Wow.
Because to the extent, somebody was like a close friend of mine in the area where I moved to. She was like, are you sure this is your sister or your aunt? I was like, are you trying to tell me I don't know the difference between aunt and sister?
Okay.
I was like, she's my sister, but I'm getting used to it. Like, anyway, she treats me, I'm getting used to it. But I've not really been able to, like,
to take them, same
to get my mind off it. Because even as at yesterday, we still have issues.
All right.
Like, okay. And she still has to continue from where she stopped yesterday night to this morning. But I was like, what with time?
Yeah, you know, it's like, normal to have. It's normal to have. I think one of these days we'll talk about the dynamics between siblings.
Siblings,
yeah?
That's right.
That's a different conversation.
We're really happy to come
time,
on.
Yeah, yeah, with time.
All right.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I love the excitement with which she was telling the story. Now it's time for us to excitingly go on the break.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
It's back to the conversation now as we continue with the talk on the Family Talk.
That's right. We're still talking single parenting right here. And we've been having few messages, people sharing their experiences as to the effect that single parenting has had on them. We also still want to hear from you, Lagos. Our cell phone lines are still wide open, 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, a female-only line, 0146-57190. If you would love to contribute on WhatsApp, our WhatsApp numbers are... let's see. Our numbers are 0809-597-5805. Ade Goke is on the line.
What's up, Lagos?
All right, Chester.
Chester Live. How did you feel doing that?
I feel so good right now.
I know.
So pumped up, man.
I know. Welcome, welcome.
That's great. My call is a hello. I get you, sir. Ah, well, I think you started this topic, was it not yesterday or 2 days ago? So I've been listening, and when growing up as a kid, actually, I lost my dad, you know, and my mom took up the burden of taking care of us to a certain extent. Then I just thank God for my elder sister, who actually started working at some point in time, and she was the one that shouldered all our school fees. You know, till we finished school, she shouldered everything, and that really, really gave my mom a whole lot of relief and helped us. I think I would say my brother and sisters are few or one of so many that actually benefited from an elder sister, while some who were actually unfortunate that at that point in time, maybe their mom was not doing anything, you know, there was no source of income, source of livelihood. And this, I would say, is an open challenge to women to empower themselves, you know, because, you know, most times, let's say back in the day, like, it depended on the men to actually bring out money to feed, you know. So, and that dependent on the men actually backfired on mostly the women who are single mothers today, you know. So I think it's a wake-up call for women to empower themselves and be self-independent, so that when such thing happens, it won't really affect them that much.
All right.
Yes, that's my
experience. Thank you. Thank you, Adegoke. I quickly... thank you so much for calling. Now, by the way, we say like women. There are single parents that are men also. So
yeah, sure.
It's on both sides. And then I think I have to address this. You know, I'm just trying the best way to address it. And it's not, I don't know how best, because sometimes it just happens and it's crazy. You call in, you say, "What's up, Lagos?" And Andrea is having a conversation with you. And the next minute you say, "Collins, do you want to break my marriage? Or do you want to cause problem? You want to..." No, if anybody does that again, I'll realize that, okay, this person, he wants to break. You are talking to Andrea and now say, "Collins..." Let's assume that you're not used to it yet. But I think we've been in 3 months now. It's enough for you to get used to it. See, when you come in on radio, you're addressing two radio presenters. You know, first of all, demystify the mindset, "Oh, I'm talking to a husband or wife." Mm. It's not even right for you. Mm. Yeah, we know it is what it is. But, you know, come on, that might think for mine, so that you can address people as two individuals. She has her mind on her own. I have my mind on my own. She has an opinion. I have my own. You can't be addressing me and assume that you're addressing both of us, all right? I didn't need to have to say this, because most of the callers are very intelligent to know that this is what it should be. But some people just maybe out of ignorance, or out of maybe you didn't just pay attention to it. It's a minor thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like Goki now called. He called. He said, "What's up, Lagos?" And then Andrea was responding to him. And then the next thing, now say Collins. Me, I'll just tune off. You know, my mind goes, you know, like, okay, have fun. You know, me won't talk to you.
I understand that, you know, it's taking some people quite a while to adjust to the fact that I am a co-host with you.
Yeah.
And it's taking some people also a lot to
separate
separate
as a broadcaster.
As a broadcaster and as your wife.
Yeah.
You hear people call a lot and they will go, Collins, after saying, "What's up, Lagos? My sister. How are you?
Fine.
And then he goes, Collins. You know, or some people will even go as far as saying, "Hey, what's up, Lagos? So, Collins, how your wife?" And the wife is here.
I feel that's rude, though.
Nicely being rude. And it's very... I try as much as possible. I think we should address this. Try as much as possible not to allow it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I get back home, I'm thinking, "Anna, why is this going on?" I know that, you know, our society can be so, you know,
patriarchy.
Yes. Yeah. Where they feel like, okay, it's the man I'm talking to. The woman is just, she's just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's worse. Sometimes I can't even lie that I regret saying that I'm your wife here on the radio.
We'll just keep on. We'll just hide them.
Don't hide them.
Is it your sister? Is it your
brother? Leave them to guess.
As you tell them, we can
change it. They are shadowing me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hmm. Nobody's calling. They're saying Collins and the wife. The wife not getting him.
I tell you.
The wife not getting him.
Oh, yeah, maybe answer that question. All of
like,
you answer.
I don't get it. Why do you guys do that stuff? It's very wrong.
Yeah,
and
it is.
See, moving forward, if anybody calls on the show and you go saying Collins and the wife, we are going to hung you up. I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry.
The person in charge has said it.
If you cannot call me my name as a broadcaster here, as a co-host with Collins, I'm sorry, we're not going to pick your call.
What else do you need to know that she's, I also support that. I think it is what it is. Whatever is going to make you happy, whatever is going to keep you doing your best giving your best always, is what we stand for. And I think anybody who is smart will reason say, true, I should watch this. All right. And then, it's not just on radio. So, guys, don't take it like, why, you know, we're not taking it pee. It's not a
pee. No, me, I'm taking it pee.
Okay, yeah, it's okay. You have the right to take it pee. It's not just on radio. Even on the road, both of us are strolling, and then the guy is greeting, Ogawa Don, sir. Or somebody's greeting you, good morning, sir. But we're two, for crying out loud.
And they ignore me like I don't exist, right?
If you're a lady out there and, you know, somehow that you're under the shadow of your husband, there's nothing wrong, especially when it comes to do with protection and all that. But see, there are two human beings. People get to understand, you have to understand that. And I think that's going to help a lot. And then, you know, you have people calling, I wanted to talk to your wife. I don't know what she did.
I'm right here.
Even when you're not there, Seth.
Oh, okay.
Some people call on phone.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk to your wife, you know. I'm like, yo, excuse me. Do you have a number? I know some will say it's respect, you know, it's your wife. I can't go and talk to your wife directly. No, your wife is a human being, for crying out loud. And then you see us on the road. Not just us. I've seen people, you know, greet the husband, assume that you have greeted one person, you know. He can take the greeting for the family.
Mm.
Not every time husband and wife are working together, they are representing the family. They can be representing themselves individually. Just the point made.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for finally letting that out. I mean, Ciceli, I'll be finding a way of...
To say without even saying that, you didn't fight for your wife, that kind of thing.
I'm telling you, because they won't bite
and
me.
And also my part, I've tried not to, you know, come off as, you know, trying to address it so that you won't come with that. I was our own self.
They will still talk.
They will still talk.
Whether you come off anyhow, people will still talk.
But this is me, right? And I've let it out. It's something that anytime I go back home, I think about it and I'm just depressed.
Why?
I'm just depressed. I can't even lie. I'm depressed. Like, did I make a mistake to come here and tell them that?
So the techers is...
I am Collins' wife.
Yeah, the techers are Andrea and Collins. And that's good. It's clear. It's straightforward.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy great broadcasting, right? Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been trying like forever.
Aww.
Are you serious?
We're glad you made it.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kate. I'm calling from K2.
Wow. Kate calling from K2. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Concerning this issue of single mother bringing up children, I am one. I am a child.
Wow.
Not a mother. Yes.
Oh, wow.
My mother had 8 of us, and I am the last born.
Wow.
And I don't know my father.
Hmm.
My mother was pregnant 5 months when my father died.
Totally.
And she single-handedly brought all of us up well. Wow. Today, as I speak to you now, I am a hustler. She made me the hustler that I am.
Wow.
Those days when I'm doing like, mommy, see the way they see that my friend, she's the last one, they are all enjoying. She will tell me, yes, they are enjoying because they have a father.
Hmm.
For you to be a strong woman in life, you have to work. So she brought us up, as if she trained us well, all of us, both the boys, we are just two girls.
Wow.
Both the boys and the girls, all of us, she brought up well. She made me the strong woman that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Then also there are some single mothers too that are not really trying.
I know. Let's call them out. So do you want to call them out or break tables?
Honestly, I wish I could. Because when I see some things in the society these days, I'm like, oh God. See, there are some people looking for children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But these ones are just treating these children as if they are not human.
Yeah.
But I thank God for my life today, Sha. I'm a woman now. I'm married with 3 children.
Woo. Beautiful.
I'm with my husband. I'm not single.
Beautiful.
Even though I'm a product of
single parenting.
But that's right.
I thank God that my mother really tried. Mm. She tried for us.
Yeah. Shout out to mothers who are doing great.
Wow.
Yes. Thank you very much. And I love your program so much. I always try every day.
Aww.
It's not difficult to get you.
So aww. Sorry.
No, well, now you've broken the jinx right now. You'll definitely be entering. You'll be getting the calls through from time to time.
Yes, I pray so. I'll keep trying every day.
Aww, right. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. Bye. Mm.
She touched something very, 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 very strong,
which
is bad parenting, you know?
That's right.
Especially, we do bad moms and bad dads separately. We can't join them because they're different roles.
Yeah.
You know, I know there are a number of movies even that, you know, have bad moms, but so we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that as a follow-up.
Mm.
But there's bad parenting.
Yeah,
even with single
some
parenting.
People that should be said, they're not meant to be parents.
They're not supposed to get...
They're not supposed to be parents. Because the truth is, you see, just like she said, some single parents are not...
Or maybe because of the way they act. Maybe they are meant to be parents, but because of the way they act, it looks as if
that's
this one is not supposed
by,
to... Okay,
that's what
yes,
I mean I by that. I'm not trying to say biologically they're not meant to have children.
Okay,
no.
Yes.
That's great. Not what I mean. See how people with Sister Fritz when you're sitting...
I don't set up a same mind.
Hi.
No reason anyhow.
Okay, no. So this is what I mean. I meant that, you know, some people don't have the capacity.
Yeah.
And capacity this time, I don't just mean financially.
Yeah.
I mean both mentally, right? Both... physically, both, you know, in all ramifications sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
You see people who don't have the capacity to parent a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you see children who are exposed to vices. Children are exposed to, you know, torture.
Mm-hmm.
In quotes, in disguise of discipline, right? Mm-hmm. They're exposed to torture. They're exposed to maltreatment. They're exposed to malnourishment.
Yeah.
Right? And that's because these people don't have the capacity to help those children or to train those children or to raise those children. It does not mean that they cannot produce children.
That's right.
Everybody can produce children. Yeah. As long as you're a woman, you are seeing your a man, you are seeing your you can actually produce children. But do you have the capacity to?
That's right.
So, you know,
some of them, I know some of them could come in through unwanted pregnancy, what they say, unwanted pregnancy.
Yes.
And, you know, you find a situation where a child is mothering a child. A child is, you know, or you have children having a child.
Yeah, that's
mommy and baba boom boy.
Especially that's why we are strongly against teenage pregnancy.
Mm.
These are part of the curses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of the things that the offshoot of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's such a thing as teenage pregnancy, you find just like you said, a child raising a child, and what do you expect that to turn out to?
But it's gonna be a children's family.
What are you
family of kids. Just saying, man. Boy.
It's not funny.
It's not a funny thing.
It's not funny.
I know. But what I'm saying is, what happened is expected that a person should be grown enough, matured enough, ready enough. When I say matured and grown, it has nothing to do with age.
Yeah.
It has to do with, you know, your maturity. Like I say, maturity is not age.
Your mental capacity.
Your mental capacity. The ability to handle emotional challenges.
Yeah.
Because it comes with all of that.
Yeah.
Your ability to also handle financial challenges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your ability to handle all the things. You see, raising a child requires a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
The other is to go home, you're tired and you need to play. You have to play.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. Whether you are sick. You have to play that play with a child. So, I mean, these are some of the demands that you have to be psychologically, emotionally ready. Now, what happens in a situation where, like you said, teenage pregnancy, which is a common thing in our society.
That's right.
Someone who is not ready. Not ready by in all ramifications.
All standards.
By all standards. You now have a child. And no support, so to speak. You must, and then there's no family support. There is no... Government, give government a slap now.
What are you saying?
I wanted to say, no government support. And I say, yeah, it's true. You know, there's really no support in that regard. Because what happens to that child and that particular girl? What society now, this putting you on society. Society, how do you handle that kind of single parent? Somebody who's they expect it. Maybe the boyfriend ran away. Say, ah, Mugbi, ah, how to know you are. You know, I ran away. And then this girl has to, there are a lot of people like that. And then no support. Absolutely. Now I want to ask, if government has failed to support, which we hope to talk to government to improve their support for, you know, people like that, and the family support is not there, family system that supports not there, society in itself, what is this, where the society is supposed to step in?
We have, I mean, it's a total different conversation.
Yeah, I know,
right?
I just wanted to bring it.
There are some organizations who stand up for people in that particular situation.
Yeah.
I remember this is a project I did many years ago, helping teenagers, especially girls who were victims of teenage pregnancy. So, of course, there are organizations who do that, and they're part of a society.
Yeah.
But you see, society, when you say society, I think the people you're addressing is you and I.
Everybody.
Passerby on the road. You know, people listening, people who are in their own corner, right? See, when you see people like this, what is the first reaction? That's why I said there's usually a stigma. What's the first reaction that comes when you see a woman or a young girl who has a child without a father?
The first thing you have in mind is, has been wayward.
Yeah, that's it.
And you now say, what is yourself was doing, Carl?
They forget that
it could be.
Yeah, it could be a mistake, one. Uh-huh. It could also be that right as where she is, she's going through a whole lot to cater for that child. Now, nobody should even, you don't even go about thinking of how it happened. It could be anything, but we are here. We're here. Mm. So what is your role to such a person? How are you going to influence that person? How are you going to help that person and the situation they have found themselves in?
I'm telling you, the why I brought this up is because the number of teenage pregnancy, you know, if you go by statistics, a lot. All right, and then if you look at the number of people who go through this experience we just explained now, it'll be a lot because that's what the society thinks in most cases.
That's right.
So, what do you think will happen to that child? At the end of the day, what society would that child be in? Whose children would that child be close to? You think you can separate your own children from them? I don't think so. That's just my point exactly. We'll get back to the call.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. My name is Damilola. I'm coming from Songota.
Hi, Dami. Good to have you on the show.
I'm a product of a single parenting.
Wow.
My dad left our mom when I was 9 years. My younger sister was 7 years.
Wow.
And ever since then, just knew it's mommy. Only mommy. Everywhere she goes, anywhere she finds work, if she finds work in the school, she's taking her two children with her. Everything about her was just centered around her children. And negatively, I realize now that, now I'm 24, now I realize that I find it difficult to relate with the opposite sex. That's just it. Because daddy was not there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to relate with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
That's the negative effect
it had on you.
Wow.
Then, aside that, positively, I just know that it has helped myself and my younger sister to be strong. Because mommy cannot provide for everything. She can't give us everything.
Yeah.
So, every exam to write, I'm a graduate now, my younger sister is since. Every exam we wrote, then we also for the money ourselves. We teach. Next, we finish secondary school. Please. Go to school, go to the next school and go and teach.
Wow.
I realized that we are just strong. It has made us
strong.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing.
Man, you are really strong. To boldly share the story means that you're strong. And the truth is, people like you are the ones that actually get to rule later become champions or captains of industry. So don't just keep doing what you're doing. Trust me. You have something special.
I love your program very much. Thank you very much. You are really helping. Thank you. We love you too. Thank you.
You know, I can totally relate to her story because it's similar to my story, but not like my dad left. My dad actually died. And he, at the time when he was with us, like I said, he had this...
two different lives.
He was close to us, right? He was a father, like a father. He was protective. He was a father. Right, he was the one providing. He was the father, like father. So when he was no longer there, it had that huge void for her. The effect that it had on her was, you know, she's finding it difficult to relate with the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had that as well. That really, really affected me, where I because of how that he was this overprotective dad, the fact that he was this, you know, super dad, I started looking for a man
that's a superman.
Who is a superman?
Like your dad.
Like my dad. Like
that's daddy syndrome, right?
Yes. You know, it happened so much that any guy I see, at the time, I was thinking that any guy who isn't like my dad was trying to take advantage of me. So it dealt with me psychologically. If I don't feel safe around you, I'm going to run away from you. I think that was part of the things that made me, you know, I was not in a relationship for a very long time. I was running away from the male folk.
Until you met.
Until we met the awesome. Yeah, that's inside joke.
By the way, that's
inside
one of my joke.
How did I say it out? Yes, until we met the awesome. I've never said this on radio.
Yeah, never.
Oh, nobody knows that he's the Ozo. He's the Ozo, and I'm the Lolo.
Yes. Yes,
moving
absolutely.
Moving on.
Before they change their
name. Before they change their
name. Anyways, let's get back to the calls. We're talking about single parenting. And we'd like to know what your experience is, what your opinion is on that. Messages.
There is a very lengthy message here, and this person is begging, please read till the very end.
Okay.
So let me take this message. It says, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? This is Oracle from Agodo.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I'm a product of single parenting. My dad died when I was 3. Mm-hmm. I have 8 sisters and a brother. While I was living with my mom, my emotional, psychological, and mental health was not as bad as it is now. Presently, I'm emotionally, mentally, psychologically ill. Most times, suicide is what comes to my mind.
Wow.
Without Nigeria Info, now go nowhere I for day. Now go nowhere for day by now. My emotional, mental, and psychological issues have reduced. Thank God I found this radio station. It's amazing presenters and their shows. And he's saying, with the teachings of Joyce, Andrea, Collins, Rufai, Jimmy Disu, Daddy Freeze, Ada, Sheriff, Pundit, Dennis, Wemimo, Femi, Obong, Daniels, Agogo, Rotimi, Sankore, and Sandra. Special thanks to the Life Changers. I think I want to give marriage a try. My dad died when I was 3 years old, so I don't really know how to behave as the husband to his wife. How he behaved as a husband to his wife. But my mom told me that my father was a very rigid and authoritative man, so my mom and my other siblings lived mostly by his principles. While growing, I discovered that I have this authoritative nature in me, but I have subjugated it to a great extent. Thank God for that. This message is quite lengthy, and we need to go on a short break at this time.
Yes, indeed. We'll come back.
We'll come back and then, we'll continue this conversation. Stay with us.